91.1's Hot Breakfast, 7:37, streaming now, hot91.com.au. After the huge spectacle that happened on the weekend with the grand final in netball, the New South Wales Swifts taking on the Queensland Firebirds, 2 points in it, double extra time.
Yeah.
Netball is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger in Australia and internationally. And next year we're going to have our very own national team here on the Sunshine Coast.
Linked
with the Melbourne Storm.
How amazing is it? It's so fantastic that a national team based here on the sunny coast, a name yet to be determined. All we know that it's a Sunshine Coast netball team backed by the Melbourne Storm. And they've just picked a coach, which is the, it's pretty exciting step of things.
Absolutely.
And not only is she internationally famous, she has brought the New Zealand championships twice to home. She is none other than Nolene Toarua, and she joins us right now. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Nolene, congratulations, firstly.
Oh, thank you very much. It's actually very daunting, very exciting, very challenging opportunity, but holy heck, you know, to have your first team and to be a part of that is something brilliant.
It's huge. I mean, you're coming to us live now from Invercargill on the South Island, New Zealand, and you're saying that it's pretty cold there at the moment, hey?
Well, I'm thinking from the contrast between sun and snow, I'm waiting for the snow to actually happen today, is going to be massive, and I just can't wait to get my feet in that sand over there. It's going to be beautiful.
Well, Nolene, you are moving to paradise, so you've struck the lottery there.
Yeah.
But what is the first thing you'll do? Like, have you picked a team yet? Do you know who's going to be in round, and what's involved for people on the sunny coast to get in on the team?
My gosh, I have been moving very fast. I've only signed the contract on Friday and, it's been 2 or 3 days with my feet under the desk, so to speak. But the first thing is recruitment and selection.
Yep.
I'm really looking for a team that's going to be competitive from the outset. Looking at, our base at USC, and we are very lucky in that respect. But, also looking at opportunities so, players from Sunshine Coast can actually also put their hand and, hand on the list and hand on their heart and be able to compete and put their best foot forward for this team. So, these 2.5 days I've moved fast, but also I can't tell you anything because I haven't put anything together. But, it is exciting, but just starting to get the bones of everything at the moment and glue it.
Well, Nolene, we're not the only ones very excited. We've got a listener on the line right now. Have a listen.
Sarah in Little Mountain, morning.
Hey, guys. I have just got to say I'm so excited, and my daughters are too. We're mad netball nuts, and we wanted to just let Nolene know how super excited we are and how much all the girls are supporting her new role, and we're just stoked to have her.
That's pretty cool.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, man, we can't wait for this team, Nolene. We are pumped. How soon do you think you'll be coming up with the name for the side? Do you have any input into this?
Well, I think the powers that be have already got a name and they're looking to have a big launch. There's going to be a synergy, obviously, with Melbourne Storm and rubbing off the successes and the history of them and the NRL, plus also as an organisation. So that's to be unveiled very soon and another excitement, thing that's going to happen in the future, very future.
Now, Nolene, no pressure, but you have a very impressive CV, a long list of wins in your stable. We're expecting a grand final victory in the first year. If not, we're going to think you're rubbish. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah, and actually, to be honest, I am too. I'm the same.
Yeah.
That's my job. And if I didn't think a grand final, then, man, I am rubbish and I need to stay home in Invercargill. So I'm on the same wavelength as you.
Now, we spoke about the massive grand final over the weekend. It was a nail-biting finish with the double extra time. You obviously watched it.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was a fantastic game to actually finish ANZ off, Both teams, the quality. And the good thing is Firebirds is only just down the road. So there's some players there that's with them, plus also, are born up there or go to USC. So the synergy and the connection and the relationship, I think you can build a really good partnership with.
And not only that, they're changing the rules as well for the competition next year, the new national competition, and you're going to be able to have more international players in the teams.
Yeah, you can. Honestly, I'm very wary about that. I also I think you've also got to grow your own. Here I am, I'm now Australian. But I also think you've got to grow your own. You've got to develop Australian people. You've got to develop people from Sunshine Coast. So it's finding the chemistry and the balance of that. And, you know, if I'm going after players, they're only going to be the best. Otherwise, we're going to stay with our own and get them in that jersey. And I think that's really critical.
New coach of the soon-to-be-here Sunshine Coast National Netball side, Nolene Tarua. An absolute pleasure to chat to you. Congratulations. And we look forward to welcoming you to the Sunshine Coast.
Thank you so much for your call.
What an absolute rock star.
Legend.
She'll be swapping her jandals for thongs and her chili bun freneschi when she gets here.
It's Hot 91.1, 7:42.